David Owsley is Francis Ball's grandson. The main museum benefactor has spent a large portion of his life growing the museum's collection. Recently retired museum director Peter Bloom says Owsley has a great memory, which helps when thinking about what works of art would fit in regards to both size and style.
He has an astonishing capacity of holding the entire museum in his head.
Owsley and other benefactors contributed to the museum's renovation, which includes more exhibit space. Art Museum Interim Director Carl Schaefer says the renovation allows for about 13% of the museum's artwork to be displayed, which is about 5 to 6% more than in the past.
The expansion has allowed us to exhibit those works of art on their own in ways that are able to show those cultures the proper amount of respect.
The museum houses art from 6 continents and different time periods, ranging from 5500 BCE to today. Bloom says, like all museum visitors, the vast collection makes it difficult to name a singular favorite work of art.
But it changes every day. It might be this Coleman's mustard poster that I'm looking at the far end of this room. Another favorite today is at the exact other end of the room, which is the Toulouse-Lautrec poster for the El Dorado nightclub, Aristide Bruant. Dans son cabaret, one of the masterpieces of late 19th century art in any medium.
Museum Director of Education Tanya Seid-Schuler says the resourceful Owsley shops for the art collection in both high-end auctions and small thrift shops and garage sales. In Muncie, Lisa Ryan, IPR News.